Hello, this is George Cady, KCIW Community Radio's host of Coastal Classical Music, the voice of the Brookings Harbor Friends of Music. This is the last in a series of podcasts that focus on the Friends of Music concerts for the 2015-2016 season. The final concert of this, our 31st season, will take place on Sunday, May 15th at 3 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 102 Park Avenue in Brookings. It's free to the general public, and no tickets or reservations are required. An important objective of the Friends of Music is to promote musical education, and to that end, scholarships are presented each year to especially promising and talented young people who are pursuing careers in classical music. Once again this year, the winners are all students of Dr. Alexander Tutinoff, who is artist-in-residence at Southern Oregon University in Ashland and director of the Piano Institute there. You should know that a similar concert was presented last year, and it turned out to be among the best-attended and best-received concerts of the season. Our first scholarship winner this year is Jaron Cannon, a 23-year-old from Roseburg. He began studying piano at age 5 and soon developed into a fine pianist and composer. He has won several music competitions, including 3 gold medals at Music Fest Northwest in Spokane. He has published 5 compositions, and after graduation from SOU, he plans to continue his training in piano performance at a music conservatory. At the upcoming concert, Jaron will perform works by Bach and Debussy. But let's listen to him here as he blazes his way through the Etude Opus 10 No. 5 by Chopin. Each of Chopin's etudes was written to develop some particular technique, and this one features rapidly played triplets in the right hand, played at dazzling speed, all on the black keys of the piano. That was Etude Opus 10 No. 5 by Chopin, as played by Jaron Cannon. The second performer at the program will be scholarship winner Stephanie Chen, a freshman at SOU who also began her piano studies at the age of 5. I'm noticing a pattern here. Stephanie has participated in many Oregon Music Teacher Association festivals and has won a number of competitions and scholarships. Last December, she was a featured soloist with the SOU Symphonic Band in Gershwin's challenging Rhapsody in Blue. At the upcoming concert, Stephanie will perform all or parts of Debussy's Suite Bergamesque. If that doesn't ring a bell with you, this certainly will. Clair de Lune is one section of the Suite Bergamesque. It is performed here by Simone Renzi. Thank you. That was Claire de Lune from Debussy's Suite Bergamesque, which will be performed by Stephanie Chen. Stephanie is also a virtuoso performer on an ancient Chinese stringed instrument called the erhu. Not only will she teach us the proper pronunciation of the word, but she will demonstrate it with some beautiful traditional Chinese music. Listen now as she performs a piece called Mo Li Hua, or the Jasmine Flower Song, on the erhu. This piece was composed during the Qing Dynasty of the 18th century. It was the Chinese national anthem for a while, and it was featured at the 2004 and 2008 Summer Olympics. That was Stephanie Chen playing a piece called the Jasmine Flower Song on the erhu. I encountered an erhu player in Montreal's underground, of all places, last summer. He was sitting on the pavement and playing music similar to that, and I have to say some bystanders were literally moved to tears by its beauty. So I can't wait to see what Ms. Chen does with it. Our third scholarship winner to perform at the upcoming concert will be Anthony Bach, an aspiring young pianist who has grown up and performed throughout Southern Oregon. He was awarded first place in the Oregon Music Teachers Association Sonatina competition in 2015. This fall, he will enter SOU to pursue a degree in piano performance under the guidance of Dr. Tutenoff. Anthony will play pieces by Bach and Beethoven, but listen now as he plays In the Style of Albanese by Rodion Shchedrin, a contemporary Russian composer, which he will also perform at the concert. That was Anthony Bach playing In the Style of Albanese by Rodion Shchedrin. If you were at last year's scholarship concert, you will certainly remember Alexander Tutenoff's stirring rendition of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Rachmaninoff. He recorded the same piece later that month in Ashland, and here's a selection from the second movement. Thank you. That was the second movement of Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff, which Dr. Tutanov played for us here in Brookings last year. This year, he will play pieces by Liszt, Prokofiev, and Beethoven to conclude the concert. The Beethoven selection will be the sonata in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2, known as the Moonlight Sonata. Here is Dr. Tutanov in a performance of the famous and evocative first movement of the Moonlight Sonata. Thank you. That was the beautiful first movement of the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven, played by Dr. Alexander Tutinoff, and he will be performing that piece at the upcoming Friends of Music concert. You certainly won't want to miss this free concert. As if the wonderful music weren't enough to entice you, remember that we will be selecting the winners of our Bring a Friend contest during the intermission, and two people will win free season's tickets for the next season. So come and join us on Sunday, May 15th at 3 p.m. The location again is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 102 Park Avenue in Brookings. You can get further details by calling 541-412-2957. Our next podcast will be a review of some of the highlights of the past season, the pieces and performances which got the audience most stirred up and excited. Be sure and listen, because I think you'll join me in drawing a surprise conclusion about the common theme among those selections. And this concludes today's podcast of Coastal Classical Music on Community Radio KCIW. I'm George Cady saying I'll see you at the next concert.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.